the breeze float straight out of our lids. Them, they got boo bodies, hard rock Brooklyn kids. Us floor.
As hip-hop morphed and evolved in the 80s and into the 90s, a group called Digable Planets was one of a handful of bands to mix jazz and rap.
We beat to rap, what key beat to lock, but I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that.
That voice belongs to Ishmael Butler, who again is pushing hip-hop into new territory, this time with a collective known as Shabazz Palaces. The new music has elements of Philip Glass minimalism, Brian Eno ambience, and a little bit of George Clinton cosmic weirdness.
We don't pose or talk or move. Stellar beings lockstep and grow. Hookah plot absurd views. We don't wait on a word from you.
When I talked to Ishmael Butler, I had a lot of questions for him. But first, we had to straighten out just how to pronounce the name of his new album. The album is called Lese Majesty. Is that how you pronounce it?
You could say it that way. You could say Les Majesty, Les Majest.
Les Majest. Kind of way. Oh, you speak French.
I don't. I just act like I Les Majesty.
Yeah, that went on for a while. Anyway, the title of the new album, however you say it, is a French term for offending the dignity of a royal. I asked Ish why that intrigued him so much.
I like that. I like the concept of offending the dignity of a royal. But in this instance, it's like a sonic attack on the me mania that's kind of sweeping over this our culture of late. And
the me mania. So, you mean like the world of the selfies and that, you know, I'm eating a sandwich, so I'm going to post that online. That's what you mean by me mania?
Exactly. It's a bit detrimentally superficial. It's made for a less richer human experience. It's seeped into the music business, into the marketing of music, and people really being more concerned about themselves, especially in the rap game, about kind of bragging about material things rather than doing what one of the things that I think music is really here to do is to unite people. We basically wanted to attack that philosophy.
Vanity, I love you for myself. Me and always you and always never no one else. Sanity, a vestige of my wealth. Lost but always found before the idols that I knelt. Strategy, the only way to try. Keep it do or die and always think in terms of I. Reverie, some legend futures past.
You're from Seattle, and the alternative newspaper there, The Stranger, called this album the future of hip-hop. How aware of that are you? When you go into the studio, are you thinking, I'm going to take this to the next level?
No. Going into the studio, we practice, we perform. Instead of going in and thinking, okay, we got to try to, you know, satisfy this demographic, or we have to let our fans that liked our last stuff feel familiar and comfortable with stuff, we just realized that, you know, hey, if we follow our instincts and work hard, that wherever what we the result of these recordings takes us, then we feel pretty good and satisfied with that.
And if it's a total flop, so be it.
Yeah.
All right.
But we don't be doing no flopping, though. You know, that's not going to
happen. Right.
I just had to throw that in there.
Sure.
Yeah.
The production on this record is really kind of shimmering and echoey. It's almost like a dream state sometimes. I mean, how do you want the listener to feel when this music kind of washes over them?
It's like these sort of opposing feelings, like utter relaxation and tension, confusion and certainty, joy, and also the timbers of anguish and pain, history, futurism. But everything is an attempt to expand the now, to get inside of the moment that you're in and see how far you can stretch it in whatever direction.
The age true, so lusciously appointed it's a crime. Over the conclusions, should she find herself inside? Here it sounds poor like golden lakes of time. Two satellites important codes, a group of neat design. When faced with such exemplary sonic wealth, the less
I'm speaking with Ishmael Butler from the group Shabazz Palaces. The forthcoming album is called Lee's Majesty. Why do I keep not knowing how to say that?
You got to have confidence. You said it right. It's all good.
The forthcoming album is called Lee's Majesty. I have read that in high school and college you were a basketball player.
It's true.
You went on a scholarship even to the University of Massachusetts. But
yes,
then
and
you
played for the great John Calipari, who now coaches Kentucky.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And then you stopped playing basketball and spent your time on music. Tell us how you got started in music.
I'm from Seattle, Washington. I went to Meany Middle School, and in Meany, we had a music teacher, jazz band teacher named Mr. Irvin, Wadey Irvin. He was a beautiful, charismatic, and attentive, imaginative teacher who really showed us music in a way that basically stuck with me for the rest of my life. And that introduction slid me along a path that I'm really grateful to have been introduced to at that time in my life. So I started playing alto saxophone in the fifth grade.
And then with your old band, the Diggable Planets, you mixed jazz with hip-hop pretty famously. Is there jazz in the music of Shabazz Palaces as well? It seems like you might want to call it something else, like more ambient or minimalist.
Yeah, I don't want to call it anything. I mean, there is jazz in it in the sense that I think there's a confidence in instinct, and capturing instinct and improvisation and impulse and letting it stand. And in that sense, I feel like it has a jazz sensibility for sure.
Right. You know, I know that you said when you go into the studio, you're not trying to like fit some genre or target some demographic. But when you hear something like the fact that your band is being called the future of hip hop, what do you think about that? How do you respond to that?
I feel proud. It's exciting because, you know, this rap world, this endeavor that I pursue in Shabazz Palaces, make no mistake, like, this is an attack, and we're trying to show off and really stun on all other rappers, you know, and let them know that this is our style, this is what we do, and we're ready to put it up against anybody else's stuff, you know, so it feels good to, you know, move people and have people say cool stuff about our music.
Meanwhile, plots and capers, lots of flavor, lots of paper, watching neighbors wondering who's really faking.
Ishmael Butler is one of the creative forces behind the band Shabazz Palaces. The new album comes out on the 29th. It's called Lee's Majesty. But starting tomorrow, you can sample every track from the album at our exclusive First Listen. Find that at nprmusic.org. Ish, thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
80 miles from your sink where they sit you at. Life's a bitch. Treat her good or she'll get you back.